takes a heap of living in a house to make it home, a heap of sun and shadow.
From the land of the sky, blue water,
The makers of Land O'Lakes Sweet Cream Butter present Edgar A. Guest with Eddie Howard. A bit of music, a bit of verse, a bit of common sense to make your next 15 minutes a bit brighter.
From the land of the sky, blue water.
And any doubt about it, man is a proud animal. Even after the arrival of a new baby, I'm sure man is prouder than the mother. I know I was after Bud's little sister arrived. Every one of us, of course, was proud, but I did the strutting. There's a smile on the face of the mother today. The furrows of pain have been scattered away. Her eyes tell a story of wondrous delight as she looks at the baby who came through the night. It's plain she's as happy and proud as can be. But you ought to see me. The nurse wears her cap in its jauntiest style, and she says, "Oh, my dear, there's a baby worthwhile. She's the pink of perfection, as sweet as a rose, and I never have seen such a cute little nose. Were it proper for nurses, she'd dance in her glee." But you ought to see me. Bud's eyes are ablaze with the glory of joy, and he has forgotten he'd asked for a boy. He stands by her crib, and he touches her cheek, and would bring all the kids on the street for a peek. Oh, the pride in his bearing is something to see, but you ought to see me. You may guess that the heart of the mother is glad, but for arrogant happiness, gaze on the dad. For the marvelous strut and the swagger of pride, for the pomp of conceit and the smile satisfied, for joy that's expressed in the highest degree, take a good look at me.
I'm looking at the world through rose-colored glasses. Everything is rosy now. Looking at the world and everything that passes seems of rosy hue somehow. Why do I feel so spry? Don't wink your eye. Needn't guess, I'll confess, certain someone just said yes. In a bungalow, all covered with roses, I will settle down, I vow. That's why I'm looking at the world through rose-colored glasses. And everything is rosy now.
Vinny?
Yes, Ed?
Which would you say is the more important? What you say or how you say it?
Oh, now, that's not a fair question. That's like the lawyer asking the fellow if he still beats his wife. Any admission would be fatal. If I answer that what you say is more important, you'll ask me why radio announcers shout their stuff. And if I say how the matter is said is the more important, you'll ask me why announcers blame their off days on copywriters. So.
Ah, no, Vinny, you're too suspicious. Yeah, I was just thinking it would be fun to have a little test. Now, I'm going to say in my way, Land O'Lakes is the best tasting butter in the world. Now you say it.
All right, this is the way I'd say it. Land O'Lakes butter is the best tasting butter in the whole wide world.
You, I guess you do make it sound better at that. In the early days, ladies and gentlemen, I used to envy people that had perfect lawns. I used to think that a front lawn that without a blemish was a thing to be desired. And then I lived to discover that where those perfect lawns were, there were seldom any children. And so after R2 came, I changed my mind about it. I used to want a lovely lawn, a level patch of green, for I have marveled many times at those that I have seen. And in my early dreams of youth, the home that I should keep possessed a lawn of beauty rare, a velvet carpet deep. But I have changed my mind since then, for then I didn't know that where the feet of children run, the grass can never grow. Now, I might own a lovely lawn, but I should have to say to all the little ones about, go somewhere else to play. And I should have to stretch a wire about my garden space and make the home where gladness reigns a most forbidding place by stopping all the merriment which now is ours to know in time beyond the slightest doubt the tender grass would grow. But oh, I want the children near, and so I never say when they are romping round the home, go somewhere else to play. And though my lawn seems poorly kept and many a spot is bare, I'd rather see than growing grass the youngsters happy there. I've put aside the dream I had in that far long ago. I'd rather have a playground than a place for grass to grow.
I'm always chasing rainbows, watching clouds drifting by. My schemes are just like all my dreams, ending in the sky. Some fellows look and find the sunshine. I always look and find the rain. Some fellows make a winning sometime. I never even make a gain. Believe I'm always chasing rainbows, waiting to find the little bluebird.
These are the days when housewives really revel in the many fresh vegetables available for table use. Those fresh buttered carrots, those baby beets, string beans, fried eggplant, and so many others, all ready to make your meals more tasty and appetizing. And to carry this one step further, let me impress upon you over and over again, when you prepare these vegetables, if you want to get the full benefit of all their richness and flavor, by all means, season them with Land O'Lakes sweet cream butter. Oh, say, can't you just taste that eggplant now? With that delicate sweet cream flavor of Land O'Lakes butter all through it. Good? Why, actually, you'll be amazed how much better tasting that eggplant will be. And there's a reason for it. Yes, a mighty good reason. You see, unlike butter churned from sour cream, Land O'Lakes butter is churned only from fresh sweet cream. As the butter melts on those vegetables, it lends an added flavor goodness of sweet cream fresh from the dairy farms. Just try it. Once you do, you'll never want to use any other butter. So today or tomorrow without fail, ask your grocer for Land O'Lakes sweet cream butter.
Sometimes I'm happy, sometimes I'm blue. My disposition depends on you. I never mind the rain from the sky if I can find that sun in your eyes. Sometimes I love you, sometimes I hate you, but when I hate you, it's 'cause I love you. That's how I am, so what can I do? I'm happy when I'm with you.
When Honigseaton opens, I notify all my friends. They're not doing me any favor to drop off a pair of wild ducks or partridge at the house unless they clean the birds first. They're not bringing a dinner to us. They're bringing a family argument, a repetition of this incident which Bud likes to tell about. When Pa came home last night, he had a package in his hand. "Now, Ma," said he, "I've something here which you will say is grand. A friend of mine got home today from hunting in the woods. He'd been away a week or two. Come back with the goods. He had a corking string of birds. I wish you could have seen him." "If you got any partridge there," says Ma, "you'll have to clean them." "Now, listen, Ma," says Pa to her, "these birds are mighty rare. I know a lot of men who'd pay a heap to get a pair, but it's against the law to sell this splendid sort of game. And if you bought them, you would have to use a different name. It isn't every couple has a pair to eat between them." "If you got any partridge there," says Ma, "you'll have to clean them. Whenever kings want something fine, it's partridge that they eat. And millionaires prefer them, too, to every sort of meat. About us everywhere tonight are folks who think it fine. If on a brace of partridge they could just sit down to dine, they got a turkey skinned to death. They're sweeter than a chicken." "If you've got any partridge there," says Ma, "you'll do the picking." And then Pa took the paper off and showed Ma what he had there. "Look at those two beauties. Don't they start you feeling glad? Ain't your mouth a-watering? To think how fine they'll be when you've cooked them up for dinner, one for you and one for me." But Ma just turned her nose up high and said when she had seen them, "You'll never live to eat them if you wait for me to clean them."
From the land of the sky,
you have been listening to the poems of Edgar A. Guest and the songs of Eddie Howard. And remember, good butter always adds the final flavor touch to any meal. So, for goodness sakes, buy Land O'Lakes, will you? This is Vincent Pelletier speaking.
From the land